The Ministry of Food and Agriculture says it will not do anything to undermine the credibility of the selection of national best farmers. In this regard, the ministry will also ensure that the selection criteria for the national best farmers are strictly adhered to. The chief director of the ministry, Maurice Abisa Seydou, who said this at a news briefing, noted that Lemuel Marty Kwashi won this year's National Best Farmer Award on merit. He debunked allegations that Mr. Kwashi is a foot soldier of the NDC, and that is why he won the award. Georgette Cole sat in for Radio Ghana and his father's report.
The media briefing was attended by directors of agencies and departments under the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Agri-Extension officers who did the nomination, and members of the selection committee who are deans, directors and provosts of faculties, schools and institutions of agriculture. The leader of the team, Dr. Kingsley Tah from the University of Cape Coast, said the selection of the national best farmer is done at three levels, which starts from the district, regional, then to the national level. He noted that after a person goes through this three levels, the national selection team undertake an inspection process to all nominee farmers to ascertain if they meet the requirements.
The assessment was in two phases. That is, inspection of farms followed by an interview schedule. The farmer was also told to answer all the questions to the best of his or her ability. He or she was also expected to show all his enterprises. When I say enterprises, I mean crop farms, beehives, fish ponds and livestock to the national team, because if he or she did not do that, there was no way the selection team would know the various enterprises he or she had. In taking the biodata, the national selection team does not consider the following: gender, ethnic background, religion, party affiliation, hometown, or which part of the country the farmer came from.
Dr. Tah said an award-winning farmer should be fully aware of the environmental problems and put measures to alleviate the harmful effects of farm practices.
That was Georgette Cole's report.